I'd like to call to order the August meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join us as we honor America and the Navy Junior ROTC Wildcat Company presents our colors, and then we will lead you in the pledge to the flag. And you may be seated. Before we get to our beginning program tonight, it's good to have people in this room again, I'll tell you that for sure. But I want to take an opportunity, if I may, as a board, it is our responsibility really to do a couple of things, to make sure we've got a good superintendent in place, and to make sure our policies are up to date and within the law. Other than that, to be honest with you, all the other good stuff that goes on in our schools is focused on our school administration, our principals and vice principals in the schools, our teachers, our support staff, and certainly our students. Because of those people, the Oak Ridge School District has been recognized in three categories that make us as a board very proud to serve on this board and to represent the Oak Ridge School District. Those three awards that the Oak Ridge School District have received, first was Best for All District. This is an award that the school district received in regard to the ESSER funds that were spent as they should have been spent on providing opportunities for students and teachers and improving our school district. Just recently, the Oak Ridge Schools was awarded a third place as the top workplace in the region. Now, this is significant because it was a category of more than 500 employees, and there were no other school districts in this area that received this award. So that makes it very important. Plus, as was pointed out, the two companies that received above us in first and second, one was Ed Financial and the other was First Horizon Bank. I would point out those people probably go to work at 8 and finish at 4. Not in the Oak Ridge schools. And just recently, the third, our school district was recognized as level 5 district. This is the highest level that can be achieved in the state of Tennessee. So with those three items, the Board of Education would like to take this opportunity to again thank those people who make this happen, our superintendent and his team here at SAB, our principals and vice principals and staff in each of our schools, our teachers and support staff, and our students. Thank you. Now, with that being said, I'd like the principal of Glenwood, Ms. Jenny Bowes, to come forward and tell us about our guest tonight.
All right. Do I go here? Is this the best? Okay. Hello, hello. Come on in. We are excited to share with you this evening some incredible second grade students. They're going to start off with a really sweet song that might be a bit nostalgic for us, and then they're going to end with kind of a silly song because we all need to smile and grin. I also just want to say thank you to all of our families that are here tonight who took time out of your busy schedules to bring the kids here because it's a chance for us to show off how awesome these Glenwood students are. So Miss Blank is our music teacher, and she will be leading our students today. I promised the kids I would give them a big grin and that there would be nothing to worry about, that we're all here rooting for them. And guys, y'all are going to do great. Looking forward to this.
To
my favorite part of the whole meeting. Did you know that there's millions of people that watch us on television? You probably didn't know. If I told you that at the beginning, you probably gotten real scared. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come by. You see that camera up on the wall up there? That's the camera that's filming us and putting us on TV. So when I come by, I want you to look right in that camera, and I want you to tell me your name. And then I guess once you've told me, you can kind of move on out that way. Okay? Are you ready? Can you do this? Okay.
My name is Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby.
Come to me when you're done.
My name is Aurora.
Thank you.
My name is Eden.
Wait, Eden, you got to look right up there now. They're not going to see your beautiful face.
My name is Eden.
There you go. Very good.
My name is Stephanie.
Thank you.
My name is Kenzie.
My name is Mavis.
My name's Ayana.
My name's Aubrey.
My name's Dragon.
My name's Kennedy.
My name's Kendallin.
My name's Ariana.
My name's Natalie.
My name is Ellie.
Very good.
Hayden. Can you say, my name is Hayden? Hayden.
Good.
My name's Ariana.
Thank you.
My name's Naja.
My name's Isabella.
My name's Andrew.
My name is Ani.
My name is Veronica.
My name is Mateo.
Very good.
My name is Emery.
Very good.
My name is Keelan.
Very good. Thank you.
My name is Shayla.
My name is Emery.
My name is Leia.
My name is Evelyn.
My name is Mabry.
My name is Freya.
My name is Mason.
My name is Anaya.
My name is Case.
My name is Asher.
My name is Norm.
My name is Sophie.
My name is Peyton.
My name is Avery.
My name is Maddie.
My name is Jonathan.
My name is Liliana.
My name is JD.
My name is Jonah.
And let's them give them and their director another big round of applause. And I'll say again, that's the best way to start our meeting, without a doubt. Next is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. First would be our good news. Dr. Hartman, we'll start with you.
All right, I'm pleased to bring news from Glenwood Elementary School. Over 50 Glenwood students were part of a unique opportunity at the Knoxville Museum of Art to showcase their work this summer. The exhibit is up through the end of August and was specific to the work students did with Glenwood art teacher Mr. John Pertle. This truly was a special way to highlight our students' creativity, growth, and talent. Also, Mrs. Kat Sakovich visited the Hiroshima Peace Museum in Japan this summer. She took origami cranes created by Glenwood students to join the hundreds of thousands made from children all over the world. Ms. Kat is our ELL, or English Language Learning, teacher and Asian Club sponsor, and is always looking for ways to open our students' minds and hearts to the world around them. Lastly, Glenwood took part in an outstanding summer camp program led by Amelia Bell and many other incredible teachers, teacher leaders. Students showed growth in ELA, English Language Arts, and math during the four-week programming and had fun. They built their own individual libraries, and thanks to the ORPSEF, which is Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation grant, learned all about water all around us, including a field trip to the Lost Sea. Thank you to everyone who made this summer programming a success.
Ms. Webb.
We've got good news from Robertsville. Robertsville Baptist Church provides a free community meal each Monday evening called Tabitha's Table. The Robertsville Gift Club is responsible for providing the meal in months that have a fifth Monday. Middle school students, staff, and alumni prepare, serve, and clean up the meal, usually feeding between 35 to 45 people. The RMS staff members provide desserts as well. Tabitha's Table is a wonderful opportunity for all involved to give back and help others in their community. The RMS Give Club is sponsored by David and Michelle Scott and is open to grades 5th through 8th. Also, librarian Scott Smith has been appointed to the committee for the YALSA's Great Graphic Novels for Teens. YALSA is a division of the American Library Association and promotes services and books to young adults in the U.S. and Canada. This committee is charged with the preparation of an annual annotated list of recommended graphic novels appropriate for teen readers. And that's from Robertsville.
Thank you. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Jefferson. 14 Jefferson students displayed outstanding physical fitness, scoring at or above the 85th percentile on all physical fitness tests and were awarded Gold Fitness Star. An additional 94 Jefferson students also displayed outstanding physical fitness and earned a Silver Fitness Star, scoring at or above 50th percentile on all physical fitness tests. And good news from Willowbrook. Willowbrook hosted their coffee chat with the principal recently. Parents and families joined the administrative team in the cafeteria to discuss various topics over coffee, to include the third grade retention law and chronic absenteeism. Canterfield Senior Living donated school supplies for our students and staff, which was very much appreciated. And finally, a big thank you to Chick-fil-A for providing free coupons for our staff members.
Thank you. Ms. Eagle.
From Linden Elementary School, it's been a great start to the 23-24 school year. We had a great turnout for all the parent orientations. Our teachers did a great job communicating the student expectations for behavior and academics to our Linden families. Our grade level PLC teams have established SMART goals and are meeting regularly to ensure all students learn and are successful within the classroom. We are working hard to ensure the best is the standard in all that we do.
My good news comes from Oak Ridge High School. All students in the work-based learning program under the direction of Shelby Cady have completed their safety training and have begun their work-based placements. Ms. Ledden is thankful to Acato Information Management, ORNL Federal Credit Union, ProduServe, iTool Company, and Creative Fabrications for employing students from the business, welding, and STEM programs. And that's just some of the good news taking place across our school district this year. Mr. Lay. We'll go next to you for some good news.
Yes, sir. I have the privilege of addressing basically staff attendance. So I have four individuals I would like to step up to the podium. Basically, first we have Mrs. Jenkins, Principal Linden Elementary. Mr. Hobby, the Principal of Woodland Elementary. Mr. Corrigan, Principal of Robertsville Middle School. And Mr. Hawkins, the Principal of Oak Ridge High School. So first of all, Woodland Elementary and Robertsville Middle School, you guys receive an honorable mention with your staff attendance for the month of August. Mrs. Jenkins, you are in second place. Okay. Mr. Hawkins, you will retain the trophy for your staff attendance. Congratulations. And just for the folks that's watching, what we do is we determine what percentage of the district staff a school has. For instance, Oak Ridge High School, they have 20.3% of our staff district-wide, but they only had 12% of our absences. So that meant they were a positive 8.3 in the area of good school attendance. One other fact for this past month, we had 473 staff members that had perfect attendance. That represents 67% of our staff district-wide. I would love to see us get to 80% and stay there. So once again, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, absolutely. Next we move, to the public forum. Public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address for the board. After you've stated your name and address for the board, your time will begin. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Please cast your vote. Consent agenda is approved unanimously. We move next to items for action. Item A is the FY24 ESSER 3.0 grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 ESSER 3.0 grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
I recommend this grant that to be approved tonight for a total of $1,918,084.47. These funds provide textbooks, software, instructional materials, professional learning, and innovative classroom equipment for all schools. This will be the final year for the federal ESSER funds.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B, FY24-10 All Corps Grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 Tennessee All Corps Grant.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
I recommend the board approve this grant totaling $280,147.28. These funds provide salary and benefits for after-school tutors in accordance with grant parameters set forth by TDOE to address learning loss.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, FY24 Innovative Schools Model Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Innovative School Models Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
I recommend the board approve this grant totaling $1,591,172.15. These funds provide items and opportunities such as aviation instruction and a simulator, aquaponics, tower gardens, instructional STEM materials, career exploration, and professional learning for CTE pathway course instructors.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Make sure I pronounce this next one correctly. Item D is the Willowbrook Elementary Robotics. Did I do okay? Grant, right. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Willowbrook Elementary Robotics Club.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
This looks like a fun club. I'll go ahead and read the club purpose. The purpose of the Willowbrook Robotics Club is to introduce young students to the world of robotics and engineering in a fun and engaging way. The club aims to foster curiosity, creativity, problem-solving skills, and teamwork among its members, which is directly aligned to the portrait of a graduate.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item E, Board Policy 1.404, Appeals to and Appearances Before the Board. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.404, Appeals to and Appearances Before the Board.
You might wonder if you were paying attention from our last meeting and watching. We had this policy last time, but we've had to come back and make some adjustments to get us in line with state policy, particularly on recognizing those who wish to address the board and how that would work.
You just said exactly what I was going to say, and we went back and forth with the TSBA attorney and Lynn Keyes and myself, and we finally gave in and said, okay, we trust you and we'll use your words.
Comments or questions? Motion, might need a motion. Do I hear a motion? Let me get a motion and I'll come to you. Motion to approve by Ms. McLean, a second by Dr. Hartman. Now it's your turn. But you got to come up here. Uh-huh. Just like we were in public forum.
Yep. My name is Ann Toth. I have four kids in district. What specific state policy is this a response to? I was just wondering if you could give me a legislative reference number.
Ms. Ayer, go ahead.
This particular one is,
yes,
Public Acts of 2023, Chapter 300.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing no one else, then please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. After our last meeting, there seems like there should have been more. But I'm not complaining.
I know my comment's late. It should have been made before. Actually, the policy that we just passed expands the public comment a little bit because previously we only had public comment at regularly scheduled board meetings. This expands it to special called meetings or any other meeting except for teacher disciplinary actions. So it does actually expand it a little bit.
Okay, items for information, financial reports for June and July of this year. Any comments or questions there? Ms. Van Dyke, any questions? I know you all have been having fun with the auditors have been in the building, so excitement going on there. Move to items for discussion. Any old business? New business? Communications, a couple of items. Tomorrow, the board will and superintendent will be, Mr. Lay, are you going?
Yes,
sir. So it'll be the board and the superintendent. We'll be attending a fall district meeting, which will be hosted by Anderson County this year. And the person whose name I still will not, should I do that? No. I can't give you his name yet, but an Oak Ridge student is going to receive a very nice award at this meeting, and we'll have a report on that at the next meeting and have him here with us as well at that time. So that's tomorrow night, September the 6th. The board will visit Jefferson Middle School starting at 7 p.m. 7 a.m., sorry. I was hopeful. You're the one that told me to say that. 7 a.m. And then on September the 27th, the board will be visiting Linden at 7:30 a.m. A lot of school activities beginning both academically and athletically, and board members, if you have opportunities to attend any of those, please make that opportunity. You're always welcome to be in the buildings, not just at the time when we visit. Mr. Klodnik had to leave, so we talked, and we're going to start our focus on Ed television program in January, and the first January session, or the first television program, is going to include all five of us. That will be the program. So once he gives me some dates, I'll let you know when that will be. And then February, March, April, and May will be available for other board members as they see fit to take one of those dates. We'd like to remind principals that we will be doing our volunteer of the year. I know you have a lot of people who step forward in your schools to help with many, many things. We're going to follow the same procedure as we did last year. We'll ask you at a particular time, toward the end of the year, to submit a name of your volunteer of the year for your school, and then the board will select a volunteer to represent the school district at that time. It's not too early to be thinking about that and be thinking of people as they step forward to volunteer. And Dr. Borchers, anything additional?
Nope, it's hard to believe that we're midterm week here, but our administrative team, SAB administrators, and our building principals are doing an outstanding job. It's been a very good year so far.
Any other comments from board members? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.